Hello, hello. Welcome to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson, a podcast about a little bit of everything.
Hello, hello, and welcome to a bonus episode of Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. I am alone today, and I'm really excited to do my mid-year book freakout. So I don't really know where this hashtag mid-year book freakout came from, but basically it is a review of the books that I have read so far in 2020, since we're halfway through the year. So just a heads up, I have done two of these episodes previously. They're not everyone's favorite, so that's why I'm doing this one as a bonus. And for those of you who do enjoy these, here you go. It's here. So I have been really getting back into reading over the past, it's been probably a little over a year now that I've been doing it more and more. But with the coronavirus and the COVID and working from home and not having to commute, all of that, like, I've been reading so much more. And my goal for the year was to read 25 books. If you're a regular listener of the podcast, you know that. So my goal for 2020 was to read 25 books. And by the end of June, I have read 19. So I'm really far along on that. And wanted to tell you what I thought about the books I've read so far, give some suggestions if you're into the same sort of books that I am. And one thing I know that I need to do more is read books from different perspectives, different kinds of people. I looked at my books that I read last year, and something that I kind of noticed was I read a lot of books that were just by women. I didn't read any books by men. And, you know, I understand men have kind of taken over the writing space for a long time, but it's still good to realize, oh, I'm only reading from kind of one point of view. And so now I'm looking even more at not only different view of male or female, but looking from different races, different socioeconomic standpoints. There's all kinds of different points of view that can come across in writing, especially since I read a lot of memoirs. So before I get into the books that I read, I wanted to kind of say what I like to read usually, and so that gives you a little bit of background knowledge. So I really used to be into the romance novels, the Nicholas Sparks, the Nora Roberts. I still really enjoy those for like a fun, relaxing read, but I have definitely steered away from those. I read a lot of personal development books and memoirs, and I have also gotten into mystery books this year. I'll definitely talk a lot about that. So more of like a thriller mystery than, I guess it would still be a whodunit, but it's just a little bit different than a, we'll talk about them. They're a little dark and twisty. So that is something, I do enjoy dark books. I read a lot of memoirs of people who have escaped dark times. And so I'll talk about that a little bit. I've gotten back into certain topics that I've read about before. So things I've enjoyed reading about in the past. I enjoy reading about people who have escaped from hard times, like I said, specifically from kidnappings and cults. I've read quite a few books on that. And then the personal development side is definitely a lot more positive and learning and all of that. So don't read a lot of fiction, just stories very much, especially recently, but I think that kind of gives a little bit of the background. Hopefully you guys don't think I'm too dark and twisty, but here we go. So not dark and twisty at all. The first book I read of 2020 was called Life of the Party by Bert Kreischer. So Bert Kreischer is a comedian, and he has a podcast called The Bert Cast, and he's a hilarious comedian, and really he is the type of comic who is a storyteller. So his whole style of comedy is telling stories about his life, his family, all of that. So this book is written, and it really is a lot about his college days. And if you don't know Bert Kreischer, the story of Van Wilder was kind of based off of his life and his persona in college. So if that tells you anything about it, that is definitely kind of what the book's about, the debauchery and just the frat life. And it was a funny book. If you like Bert Kreischer, I would definitely say read it. And I know that he reads the audiobook. So if you're more into audiobooks, he reads it. I know a lot of people really enjoy reading or listening to comedians or actors tell their books through an audiobook. So that's an option there. The next one I read is The Alter Ego Effect by Todd Herman. And this was suggested by multiple people, but I learned about it when I was at the Pace to Be Brave conference last October. And it is all about what an alter ego is. And really, a lot of successful people have an alter ego, but you don't really know that they're using the alter ego. So some people we definitely know about. We know Beyonce has Sasha Fierce, and she says that's her stage persona. And Batman has Bruce Banner. And if you read the book, you'll see a little bit more about all of these different alter egos and how if you can step into this alter ego persona, it can help you in your professional life and your personal life, kind of making big decisions or being in the public eye, anything like that. So it's a really good personal development book. I think it is the best personal development book I've read so far this year. So that's the one I would definitely suggest. The next one I read is also personal development, but it wouldn't be for everyone. So it is called The Defining Decade by Meg J. She's a PhD and she's a therapist who specializes in helping people who are in their 20s. And I loved this. I know this book came out a long time ago and it holds true to this day, especially, you know, I'm 25, I'm in my mid 20s, and I am definitely a more driven person than the kind of go with the flow kind of person. Both are fine, but Meg really explains how some of the decisions that you make in your 20s really lay a foundation for bigger decisions. And you can't just waste this time and just explore and do nothing and think it's all going to work out when you're 30 or 31 or 32. And you're like, oh, when I'm 30, it'll all just fall into place, because you need to have some of this background set up, whether it's in your job and your relationship and your family and your finances. So it was so good. I totally agree with so many things that she said and highly suggest it. So read it before you turn 30, The Defining Decade by Meg J. Next one was called Fear Is My Homeboy, and it's a fun book. It's all about fear, obviously, and kind of just embracing fear and having it fuel you in a positive way instead of holding you back. A lot of the messaging is kind of repetitive, you know, use fear to push you forward, dive into that, like use it to make you more excited. It's telling you something. So it was really actually better than I thought it was going to be with the title Fear Is My Homeboy. I think it was actually a really positive read. And I actually read it at the same time as the next book I explained, and I think they went really well hand in hand. So that one was Fear Is My Homeboy by Judy Holler. And the one I read at the same time, I had actually been wanting to read this book for a long time, and I finally bought it. So Work Party by Jacqueline Johnson. She also has a podcast called Work Party, and Jacqueline Johnson is the CEO of Create and Cultivate, which is a huge female entrepreneurship-based company who kind of promotes women in business, and everything she does is very impressive. But she tells a lot about her story in business and her like her first business that she built up and it got taken away, and her restarting and some mistakes that she made and good moves that she made. And it also brings in advice from other people in business. And it's a really good one. If you're a career driven woman, you should definitely read this book. If you're one of those people, if you're a workaholic and you're a woman, you're going to want to read this book. And if you have your own business, anything like that, like this one, really good. I put it off for a long time, but I really enjoyed this one. It's an easy read and it has a lot of good information in there. Next one. This one was actually a reread for me. I read this one a long time ago and I found it, I believe, like on clearance somewhere. So I just bought it because I remembered I enjoyed reading it and it was intense. It is called Finding Me by Michelle Knight. And she was one of the girls who was kidnapped in the Cleveland kidnappings. And I believe she was held hostage, or not really held hostage, I guess, but she was kidnapped and kept away for, I believe it was 11 years. And so she writes about that time in her life. And spoiler alert, she got out. She wrote the book. So it is a very intense read in parts. It's really dark in parts, but it is really powerful. So once again, that one is Finding Me by Michelle Knight. And Dr. Phil says she is one of the most inspirational people he's ever met, like going what she went through and holding out hope for 11 years. It's extremely inspiring. So I really suggest this one if you can handle a little bit of the darkness. Speaking of darkness, the best book I read this year is called If You Tell by Greg Olson. So I think a lot of people have seen this book going around. Everyone's sharing it on social media. I think I've seen quite a few people share it on social media, and it is so good. It's a thriller, but it's, oh God, it's so good. I don't even know. I don't want to give away too much because I just want everyone to read it, but it's very, very, very dark and intense. But it's the other part of it that makes it extra dark and extra intense is that it is based on a true story. So it's set in Raymond, Washington, which is a teeny tiny town next to the coast. If you're from the Pacific Northwest like me, you'd know it's by South Bend and Westport and all of those. So it is just crazy that this happened and that no one said anything for so long and it went under the radar for so long. So it tells about a family and the bond of sisterhoods who are... These sisters are so brave and so strong, and I don't know how they did it, but it is, once again, that's If You Tell by Greg Olson, and I have learned he's a master of writing these dark and twisted stories, and this is based on a true story. Like, this is basically a memoir. He had statements from the sisters and put this together. He also wrote Starvation Heights, which I haven't read yet, but so that's another one that he did that's completely based on true events. So that's another one I'm gonna have to read in the coming months or year, but read this one. This is my book of the year so far. The next one really took me a long time to read. It's called Ladies Who Punch, and I don't know how to say this guy's last name correctly, but it's Raman Sidute, but if you type in Ladies Who Punch, you'll find it, and it is about The View. So I thought I was going to love this one because I thought there was going to be a ton of drama, and I like reading about women in business and the media, and I thought it would be super interesting. And there were a lot of interesting pieces within it, but it was not the absolute best book I've ever read. And it was a lot drier than I thought it was going to be, actually, reading it. And maybe if you love The View, it would be more exciting for you. But I don't actually watch The View. I did enjoy learning about Barbara Walters and I think what she did to start this kind of empire with the view that kept going and going and is still on today. And reading about the changes that the show went through over the years, especially how it's so connected politically, was interesting, but it was not as dramatic as I thought it was going to be. Definitely were some good chapters, but it was a lot longer than I thought it was going to be and a lot drier. But if you're interested in The View, if you're really interested in TV and media and women specifically in that, then I think this would be great for you. But it's not a total usual read for me, but I did learn a lot. The next one, Girl on Fire by Kara Alwyl Leiba. I've read multiple books by her. I have never listened to her podcast, but she does have a podcast called Style Your Mind. And she writes personal development books specifically geared towards women. And this was okay. I think it's really a great book for someone who has not read a personal development book before. If you've read personal development books before or listened to a lot of podcasts in that space or watch videos in that space, like, you're going to have heard almost all the things that she writes in this book before. And I think in the personal development space especially, a lot of people say the same thing. So if one person can resonate with you while another person cannot, that's perfectly fine. But if you've been in this space for a long time, then I don't think it's going to have a lot of impact for you. But it was a quick read. It was easy and pretty entertaining. So it was good. And if you want to have a beginner book into personal development and kind of start reading that, I think this is a good one. Unrelated note, I do see a lot of people who don't read often. They're like, and they say, okay, I'm getting into reading, and they pick a really dense, heavy book. And I don't suggest that, especially if you're trying to read books that were going to help you in your career or in the personal development space. Like, take an easy one first. Like, it's okay to start out with one that's a little easier, an easier way into it, because sometimes I see people and I know that they don't read, and they'll post, oh, I'm reading this book. And I'm like, I have read that book, and that is a tough one. And it's going to take you a long time to get through it if you're not used to reading books like that. So just a suggestion from myself, like, don't overexert yourself in a book, especially if you're not into reading super often. Like, so if you're a woman and you're looking to be in personal development or just learn a little bit more about that space, this is a perfect beginner book. Next one, another personal development book. You guys can kind of see a theme here. I have actually done two podcast episodes about this book. So if you are a loyal listener to the podcast, you already know all about it. But Tribe of Mentors by Tim Ferriss. He has his podcast, The Tim Ferriss Show. He is huge in the personal development space and business development space and writing and all of that. So he really combined interviews from, I think, almost 100 people, maybe over 100 people, a lot of people who are highly successful, and put it in a book, and they answered some of his questions that he has written down that he thinks are the best questions to ask influential people. And I think this is a really great book. I highly suggest this because it is so easy to consume, because you can just read, you know, one or two people. So you can read each person's interview. I'm trying to think of some of my favorites. I believe Anthony Bourdain was on there, and he was a really good one. There's so many good people on here, but there's people who are venture capitalists, professional athletes, actors, comedians, professors, people who are involved in religion, all kinds of stuff. So just read this book. This is another one that I would definitely suggest, and it's so easy to read. You don't have to just read it straight through. You could kind of spread it out throughout a year even and say, okay, I'm going to read one person today, and just start your day that way. So fabulous book by Tim Ferriss. Okay, now I kind of get into a, you're going to see. So I loved I loved If You Tell by Greg Olson, and it was dark and twisty and just really dark, and it was set in Washington in a place I was familiar with, so I said, you know, I'll read another one of his books. This one is called Lying Next to Me, and it was set in Hood Canal. Oh, so good. So this is a murder mystery, and the best part about reading a murder mystery is you're so invested, you're so involved, and then when an author gives you, you know, a twist or a turn, you're just like, what the heck? So I remember reading this one, and I think Casey and I were driving around places, and I would be like, oh my gosh, what? And I was like literally talking, like saying things out loud because it was so shocking. So I think this was probably my other favorite book that I've read so far by Greg Olson, and it was just great. So I highly suggest this one. Now I feel like I'm saying that to a lot of these. So, but this, it's so good. It wasn't a super long read. It was a murder mystery that won't take you too long. So very good. The next one I read was another one by Greg Olson. So you could see I kind of got on a kick. I'm like, okay, I got to get another one. And he has a lot of books that are free if you have Kindle Unlimited. So it's $10 a month. And so you can download up to 10 books at a time. So you can download one, finish it, return it, get a new one. So it's a really good deal if you are into this kind of book. Highly suggest getting Kindle Unlimited for a little while and getting Greg Olson's books because so good. The next one, I was excited to start it because it was set in my favorite town. So it's set in Bend, Oregon. And if you know, Casey and I love going to Bend, Oregon. And this one made me mad. The characters in this book are extremely frustrating. They were my roast on the podcast one week because they made me so mad. And you get so invested in these murder mystery books, and then they make you so mad. It's intense, and like I almost stopped reading this one because they made me so mad. Not because I was bored, but because they made me so mad. So I would say read it, but I'm just giving you a warning. And it definitely has really dark subject matter yet again. This one is definitely darker than Lying Next to Me. Lying Next to Me has murder, but it's not too dark. The last thing she ever did, it's a little bit darker, and it makes you angry a lot, like really angry. Next one, back on the personal development kick. Speak With No Fear by Mike Acker. So he's a public speaker. He's actually a pastor, and now he teaches public speaking. And I enjoyed this. It was another one that I got for free on Kindle Unlimited, I think. And it was a quick read. I think he gives 6 or 7 or 8 steps to get better at public speaking. And since I do this podcast, I wanted to see what he had to say. And he's actually from Washington as well. But I think it would be beneficial for people who are not comfortable with public speaking, or for people who are a little bit more comfortable, just still give some good tips and reminders to how to improve on that. So easy read, not a lot of personal, there are personal stories in this one, but it's less of, it definitely doesn't really have a storyline. It's just a personal development book with good advice. So the next one also does not have a storyline at all, but really good. Another one I got for free on Kindle Unlimited. It's called The Code, The Evaluation, and The Protocol. And it's about being a highly effective human, something like that. So it's by Jocko Willink with 2 other people. And I believe I've talked about Jocko before. He's a very intense person. He was in the military and I believe it was the SEALs. He's extremely intense, extremely successful in what he does and leading a team. And, you know, it's very rigid military style in the way that he speaks and in the way that he writes. So this is really intense, but not in a dark way. It just basically is just laid out really straightforward. Like,
this is what you need to do to be a better human, and this is how you can be accountable. So it's like, if you were going to say it in a super fluffy way, it'd be like, try your best every day, wake up and don't slack off. But he writes it down in a much more straightforward, this is how you'd be a better human. So I suggest reading it. I enjoyed it. And it's super short. It's only like 50 pages. So it barely counts as a full book, but it's very different, but it was free. So the next one, I got a couple more Greg Olson ones. So The Sound of Rain was set in Bellevue. And this one, gosh, guys, you guys, if you read all these books that I'm reading, you're going to think that I'm super dark, because there's just people dying all the time. But that's what tons of people read, murder mystery books. So, and I feel like murder mystery makes me think of old timey stuff. So maybe it's more true crime book. I don't know. But this one is not true. It's not based on a true story like some of Greg's other books. But it is about a detective, Nicole, and she has a gambling addiction. And there's a case where a child is missing and they find the child is dead, and then figuring out what the heck happened. And I don't want to give away too much. So it's intense. It's good. It's lots of twists and turns. It's another one that I would stop, and then out loud I would say, what the heck is going on? I can't believe they just gave me that twist and turn. So it's another one I couldn't stop reading. I just had to keep going and keep going. So, and I read the sequel to that one next, and it's called The Weight of Silence. So it's the same detective, but she moves to a new town. This one's set in Aberdeen, Washington, and Hoquiam, Washington, which is her hometown. So if you've been over there, the small town, it's definitely different than the Bellevue setting. And so that part is interesting. It's another dark case, more twists and turns, more surprises. I just really enjoy Greg's style of writing. So I would suggest reading anything by him. Ooh, next one. Next one's really good. So I don't think I said the title of the last book, actually. Whoops. So the last one was The Weight of Silence. So that's a two-parter if you know that you kind of want to read like a little series. So the first one is The Sound of Rain, and the second one is The Weight of Silence. And if you are buying them on Amazon, it says the Nicole Foster series or something like that. And those are both by Greg Olson. I promise those are the last I'm going to talk about Greg Olson for now. Like I said, the next one, really good. It's called Act Like a Lady by Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek. And if you have listened to any of my podcast episodes where I talk about podcasts I listen to, they are the Lady Gang. So the Lady Gang wrote Act Like a Lady, and it is like a self-help sort of advice book. Oh my goodness. People are driving around so stupid outside my apartment. Sorry. So, Act Like a Lady, it's self-help advice, but it is not your average self-help and advice. Like, it's not manners, it's not anything like that. They talk about love, heartbreak, friendship, careers, and it's amazing. They tell real stories, and they're just so relatable, and there's some really funny stories in there. I love Jack. She wrote so many stories about her ex-boyfriends and how terrible all of them were. Kelty's really big on talking about her career and moving from teeny tiny town in Canada to New York to LA to pursue her dreams, and the hardship that comes along with all of that. And there's some crazy stories in here, so I definitely suggest it. Act Like a Lady by my favorite podcasters, Kelty Knight, Becca Tillman, and Jack Vanek. Next one. So, as we all know, there has been a lot more amplification of Black voices in a ton of different fields. And the book community, there are actually a lot of
Black bookstagrammers and people who just speak or post about books, and they have been suggesting so many good books by Black authors. So one of the books that I read this year was Hood Feminism by Mickey Kendall, and it is about women that the feminist movement forgot. That's the subtitle. So this book was the most educational book I've read this year so far, and I agree with so many things that were said. And it's not even something to really agree with because there's so many facts that are laid out. But the idea of the whole book is that mainstream feminism is seen as usually white women doing the jobs that white men usually have. So, you know, you see a woman moving up in a corporate field or things like that. But really, feminism is so much more. It's just being able to exist in the same way that a man can. And there are issues that are even more pertinent to women than people really think. So Mickey, the way she laid things out was so good. You can't really argue with her. Like, the facts that she gives are so well done. And she does not only talk about the Black community as a minority, as a forgotten feminist minority, but she talks about the Native American community as well, and the Asian community in certain aspects. And there is so much good information in here. And just some of the statements that really stood out, or the topics that really stood out to me, were hunger and housing. Because we really think about how women are often single mothers taking care of children, and how much struggle there is and how few resources there are to help them, and how some of those resources that are set up to help them, they get less and less funding. So very interesting stuff. I want everyone to read this book, especially if you say, oh, I'm a feminist, like, you need to read this book. And if you say you're not a feminist, still read this book, because it has great educational content about subjects that really matter, not silly little things. So that's that on that. Hood Feminism by Mickey Kendall. And the latest book I read so far in 2020 is called Stolen Innocence. And I bought this book a long time ago, hard copy, clearance, somewhere, you know, just a couple dollars. And it was about a woman who escaped from the FLDS cult. So if you guys don't know, the FLDS is the polygamous sect of the Mormon church. They're really disconnected from the Mormon church now. So all of my Mormon friends, I know you're not like this. So this is the, oh my gosh, the rules and regulations that were put in place for these girls is crazy. Some of the things that they had to go through is really, really frustrating. If you're reading any books about the FLDS community, they're almost all, I mean, I guess they're all about escaping because those are the people who can write them. But this book was a little different because it showed a lot more of why it was so hard for Elisa to leave. And normally we think, why wouldn't you leave earlier when you hear about being married at 14 and being told to have a child like as soon as possible and not being able to watch TV or listen to music or do anything, or everything is crazy here. There's so much to learn about this, and I don't want to get too deep into this cult, but I am obsessed with learning about it, and I just want to help these people. But if you want to learn about this one, read this book, Stolen Innocence. It's a really, if you buy the hard copy book, it's huge, but it's actually pretty easy to read through. So just letting you know that. So those are all the books I've read so far this year. So I hope you enjoyed this little recap on a lot of these, or if I suggested them to you, or if I kind of like to give tips on what kind of person should be reading these books, or if you're interested in this, you should read this. So that's where I would come from with these little book recaps. And I'm always open to more book suggestions. So if anyone has some that they want to send my way, feel free. I also have all of this kind of written up in a blog post that's up on the website now. So if you just go to pishposhpodcast.com, you go to blog, it should be, depending on when you're listening to this, the most recent blog post, but it's called 2020 Mid-Year Book Freakout. And yeah, those are the books. I hope you liked it. If anyone wants to know more about what I'm reading, I try to post often on the Instagram page what I'm currently reading. Sometimes I don't, but I do know, since I did buy it, I will be reading The Coddling of the American Mind in the second half of 2020. And if you're a longtime listener of the show, you know I've been trying to read this book forever and I just haven't gotten around to it. So it's going to be a long one. It's going to be intense, but I really have been wanting to read that one for a long time. So that's one I know for sure will be read. And I'll try to keep everyone posted on more books that I'm going to read. But I just want to say thank you for listening and have fun reading. I've made this a little bit of a theme throughout the podcast, is telling people to read more. And I love when my guests tell people to read more too, because then I'm like, I'm not crazy. I told you and they're telling you, so let's do it. And share with me what you're reading. You can comment on the blog post on pishposhpodcast.com and tell me what you're reading. And if you have suggestions for me, you can put it all there. So happy reading, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for listening to the bonus episode.
Thank you for listening to Pish Posh with Lindsay Wilson. You can listen to the podcast and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, listen on Spotify and wherever podcasts are found, and follow the pod on Instagram at Pish Posh Pod to stay up to date on all of our great content. Check it out.